Now, as many people may remember, just as Franklin Roosevelt's administration was known as the New Deal, John F. Kennedy's administration was known as the New Frontier. And President Kennedy made this the theme of his presidency from the very first speech he made in his presidential career, the speech that he delivered on the occasion of his acceptance of the Democratic nomination on July 15th, 1960. He caused people to remember that the history of the United States has been one of pioneers, constantly striving to conquer the land, to harness the rivers, to cultivate the soil, and to explore the unknown. From the time that John Winthrop first founded the city upon a hill, right here in Boston, that has been the history of our nation. What President Kennedy asked of the American people when he first announced his campaign for the presidency as the Democratic nominee was that this new frontier, this idea of always conquering the unknown, not be something that was in the past, not be something that was merely in the history of our nation, but that today we stand on the edge of a new frontier, a frontier of unknown opportunities and perils, a frontier of unfulfilled hopes and threats. He said, beyond that frontier are the uncharted areas of science and space, unsolved problems of peace and war, unconquered pockets of ignorance and prejudice, unanswered questions of poverty and surplus. I am asking each of you to be the pioneers on that new frontier. And this theme of the new frontier pervaded and defined John F. Kennedy's presidency all the way to the point of his assassination. You are about to hear a speech that John F. Kennedy delivered on November 21st, 1963, the last speech that he made. And I ask you to think about how John F. Kennedy's words apply perhaps even more urgently to what we are asked to do today. Thank you very much.